There is only one podcast that can legitimately call itself the voice of reality TV. Download the show at rffradio.com. We are not sure if they can play nice with each other, so now, from separate studios deep in the Husker Nation of Nebraska and in the Big Apple, are Rob and Trevor with the Reality TV Podcast.
Welcome to the longest-running reality TV podcast on the internet. We're going to have to get a new intro. I'm Rob, and I have with me tonight Nico and Jameel, who I'll probably call Taco during the show, so... Hi, guys.
The takeover is complete. Trevor is gone. He has a distant memory, like Jonathan Penner. And I am now the new co-host of RFF Radio.
Well, not officially.
Well,
yes. And I'm Kevin Eubanks. I'm the band.
Taco and Nico... are back with me once again. So settle in, folks, for a three-hour show tonight.
We're going to do a telethon. We're going to be accepting your donations.
Yes. So I the sad part is I don't know whatever happened to the guy who did our voiceover for the beginning. So, but I really love his voice. I don't know if I could ever get rid of that opening.
How long have you had that?
Oh, God. 5 years.
Wow.
It's been it has had to have been 5 years now. We've been going, let's see, we've been doing the show for 7, so yeah, at least 5 years. Maybe coming up on 6 years.
Yes, it makes you sound very professional.
It does, doesn't it? It makes it sound like, wow. And I found this website a long time ago where you would trade voiceovers. Like, you would post on the forum, like, oh, I need a voiceover with this and this, here's the music that I want to use. And what you're supposed to do is sign up for this forum, and once you get your voiceover, you're supposed to stay there and do other voiceovers for people. Well, I never did that. I got my voiceover, deleted my account, and never went back.
That does not surprise me.
But thanks to this guy, I don't even know what his name is. I don't know if it was Bob.
It's got to be Bob. That sounds like a Bob.
It sounds like a Bob, right? So he did our voiceover, and I fucking fled the country with it.
I'm now searching for voiceover form and Bob. Maybe I might be able to find it.
I doubt it. You know, it seems like I went back to that website a long time ago, and it was gone, or I don't know. I don't even know what the name of the website was. It was some voiceover exchange. Anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about tonight. But we do.
No,
have...
we're here to talk about 5-year-old reality shows and random crap in our lives.
Yes, that's exactly what we do here. That's exactly what we do here. No, we're here to talk about some shitty shows that are on TV.
Oh yes, God yes.
So, what do you guys want to start with tonight? Because you know what, I have two other co-hosts. I think I'm going to step back and do nothing tonight.
Oh, God.
For a change.
Buckle in, everybody.
Let's reminisce about the mole. Forget everything else.
Hey, you know, I was just talking to somebody today. Speaking of that.
We have hit the ground rolling, by the way.
Rolling.
We are in the first 2 minutes of the show, and we are already reminiscing about our 5-year-old reality show. Normally, that's about at the 1.5-hour mark.
It usually is, but no, not tonight. We're at 2 minutes. And Now, anyway, we're going to get on with Survivor. Let's start with Survivor, shall we?
Can we start? Okay, let's start with Survivor.
Okay, is that what you wanted to start with?
Why not?
Okay.
Okay, because I have a bold prediction about Survivor.
Okay. Now, the finale has to be, did we decide the 16th? Because next Sunday is the Amazing Race finale.
Mm. Correct.
So, I would say the Survivor finale is 2 weeks from yesterday.
Well, because I am the professional podcaster that I am... Here, I have analyzed the numbers a little bit.
Okay.
And they have announced that the finale is on December 16th.
Okay, great.
Okay. We are down to 6 people.
Right.
Wednesday, we will be down to 5 people.
Right.
And then the Wednesday after, we will be down to 4. Correct. So going into the finale, we have 4 people.
Correct.
Which leads you to believe that it's going to be a final 2.
Yeah, that is a good point.
Right?
That is a really good point.
They have never done a finale... with 4 people coming into it and, like, just had 1 tribal council.
That is a really good point. It could right? be a final two.
So I'm betting on a final two, which means my bold prediction is slightly less accurate, but yeah. So I think we're getting a final two, which changes the dynamics quite a bit.
You think it changes it that much? I mean, okay, here's my here's my question. Do the players know that it's going to be a final two?
No, I don't think so. Unless you're like a Malcolm, who's a super fan, who's saying, okay, he's running the numbers. There's 11 people on the jury, which means most likely they're going to do an odd number of jury members.
Right.
So you get a figure.
But they always, even with a final three, they do an odd number.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So in other words, because they started the jury at 11, if they were to do a final three, the jury would consist of 8 people, as opposed to a final two, which the jury would be composed of 9 people.
I see. I gotcha.
That's some smart thinking
there. That is some really smart thinking.
That is the smartest thing you're hearing all night.
It is. It is. And we got it in with the first 6.5 minutes of the show.
Okay.
Tune out, so, folks.
I'm with the theory that you are led to believe that there's going to be a final two, you have to look at that core four alliance now and break down what two of those four are going to make the finals, which means in the end, either Scoopin and Lisa are going to be victorious, or it's going to be Malcolm and Denise.
Actually, I disagree. Have you listened or watched the online clips? Because Malcolm stated that he plans to take Scoopin and Lisa to the final three.
What a
so
dick.
He already has Denise out of the picture.
That shocks me.
It shocks me, too. No, I have not watched the online clips.
I have not either.
I'm not, I mean, I'm not that invested in it, I guess.
There's a lot of Carter. A lot of Carter.
Is there a lot of Carter on there?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And it does not add much at all.
Well, I'm sure not. I'm sure not. So, okay, so Malcolm is just saying, I'm not taking, fuck Denise.
He's like, I'm taking the absent-minded Scoopin' and the feeble-minded, easily persuaded Lisa to the finals. Oh, wow.
If he does that, that would make him the greatest player maybe of this game.
But the problem with that is there's so many Tandang on the jury. And this was my theory a little early in the week when Penner went out, because I thought Penner would win after he did that big run of saving himself.
Oh, that's right. You did predict Penner to win this game.
Yes.
I forgot Penner about that.
Yes. So when he got voted out, I figured, okay, the way I'm looking at this now, that core four alliance is going to stick, and I'm saying Scoopin goes out in fourth, which means the final three would be Lisa, Malcolm, and Denise. And because there's so many Tandang on the jury, and because there's also Malcolm and Denise are almost like equal, as opposed to Lisa, who's sort of the outlier of the three, I figured she would win in a landslide. But if they are going to a final two, it does change things a little bit.
You're right. It really does. But I think I'm so floored right now that Malcolm wouldn't take Denise to the end that I don't even know what to say. Like, because somebody tweeted me or Facebooked me. I don't even know who it is. I need to log in and see. They compared Malcolm and Denise to Tina and Colby, and I thought that was a really good comparison.
No, because in the end, I think if it's Malcolm and Denise in the final, Malcolm wins in a landslide. There's a difference.
I don't know, because Denise is so great with people.
She is, right? Except Abby.
I think he doesn't want to give her a chance to talk.
She would give Lisa a chance to talk, though.
I mean, sorry, Denise a chance to talk.
Yeah, I know, I understand, but I'm saying, like, if he gets rid of Denise and brings Lisa to the end, I mean,
well, the jury doesn't have any respect for Lisa, because
if you Abby and Pete, Lisa's been incredibly loyal to, you know what I mean?
Loyalty is one thing, but I think Pete will just look at it and say, did she play a great game? No, not really. She was like a loyal dog that they had, and they kicked around and stuck with them. Not really playing a great game. I don't think they respect her.
You, Nico, you think that Abby wouldn't hold the position that she's in now, in a bad position, she wouldn't hold that against Lisa? I feel like she would hold that against Lisa and just go, screw you, woman. I'm not giving you a vote for $1 million.
Abby's been an incredible irrational player, though.
She has been. You're right. She absolutely has been.
Predicting Abby's jury vote is like predicting the Powerball.
That is true. That is true. I just don't think that Abby and Pete have any loyalty to Lisa whatsoever.
Yeah. They've shown it, and they've talked about it. So
I don't know. I'm just saying, if Lisa gets in front of the jury, I think she wins. And I'm also taking into consideration the edit a little more. Has Denise gotten Witter's edit? Not really. Has Scoopin?
No.
Oh, Carter certainly has, and Abby certainly.
Malcolm have much to work with Carter because he is just like a void of charisma.
Up until this past week, Lisa, Malcolm, and Penner were the only three with the winners edit.
You're right. The only ones left are Malcolm and Lisa getting any sort of a winners edit.
Mm-hmm. We've seen a lot of Lisa.
We have, and
Lisa than Malcolm, I think.
I think you're right. But I kind of feel like the reason we've seen Lisa is because everything's just so wonderful and it's so great and it's, you know, this experience has been so great and wonderful, and I think that's why we see a lot of her. They want a feel good story.
You take the good, you take the bad, Rob.
That's right. You take the good, you take the bad, and then you have.
What do you have, Rob?
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. There, that's what you have. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you're growing, now you know about. Do you know that she got divorced 8 days before she left for the island?
I did hear about this.
Yes. Okay. Wow. Obviously, it was like general news before the show even started. Like, it must have slipped past me somehow. I don't know how that sort of news would slip past me, but yeah, 8 days before she leaves for Survivor to tape Survivor, she gets a divorce.
You gotta figure that gets sympathy too.
Right.
That's gotta come into conversation.
And it makes sense because at the last tribal council, Jeff asked Lisa if she's ever been in a position where she's torn, and she says, yes, it's too personal to talk about. I thought she was referring to her days on the television show, but apparently she was talking about her divorce that just happened, you know, 30 days ago.
Yeah, they're also saying in the chat room that she has West Nile virus now.
Oof. Wow. Yee.
That poor woman.
She's just, wow.
But isn't the lingering knowledge that she was a star, isn't that just laying out there? There's still individuals who could just drop that bomb at any time.
I feel like Penner would be the one to bring that up at Tribal Council.
Penner would only bring it up if he was in the final three with her, though. He's got no reason to bring it up now.
That's true.
He's got no reason.
And Scoopin will never bring it up.
No, Scoopin's not bringing it up. And those are the only two that know, right?
Right.
So there you go.
True.
Telling you, you go down that jury, Lisa's winning if she's in the finals. You just do the math.
You've kind of crunched the numbers.
Let's crunch the numbers. Okay, here we go. Play by play.
Okay, so let's first, Lisa and who in the final two?
Let's say Lisa and Malcolm are in the final two.
I agree.
Right?
That's just, that, I can't.
Unless Scoopin' and Lisa make the final two.
Can't see a scenario where both of them get to a final two. I can see it if they getting to the final three, if there was a final three. But I think we've established the fact that there's a final. This is a final two.
Okay. So we got four people. We got Scoopin, Lisa, Malcolm, Denise, assumingly in the final four.
Right.
Assuming no one wins immunity, like an Abby or Carter.
Right.
You figure that's the final four. So my guess would be Scoopin goes out four.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my guess. Malcolm is, so either it's the final three there, and they're saying there is a final three, but.
Oh, they are saying in the chat room it's a final three. Penner said final three. I don't know how they can do a final three.
When did Penner say final three?
KFN.
KFN, Doug.
I've never seen them do a final three with eight jury members.
The only time they did that was, what was it, Fans versus Favorites? They did a eight-person jury, but that was still final two.
Oh, that was a final two. But I'm saying I've never seen a combination of a final three and an eight-member jury.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me, especially that we know the finale, which means either we're getting one elimination on finale night or we're, like, doing a non-elimination or something.
And if they do one elimination on finale night, how are they going to fill 2 hours of show?
I don't know. Sounds stupid.
But KFN Dog says that Scoop and said it, or Scoop and Pinner said it in an interview, that it's a final three.
Then they're talking about fire making comp. Yeah, so I guess that throws anything out, but final three. See, I don't know. Then in that case, Lisa just won.
You still think?
We see that. Look at it this way: Malcolm, Denise, Lisa in the final three. Is there enough to say?
But according to Malcolm, Denise isn't going to get to the final three. If Malcolm,
I don't think he would see in that instance. I don't think he would want to take Scoop in two. I don't think he's thinking it through. Even though he said it,
yeah,
that he want to take them. Thinking about it, it doesn't make any sense to bring Scoop in because you don't want that returning player with you in the finals.
Why wouldn't you want that returning player? You could say, "Hey, this guy's had his chance. He burned his hands. Don't give him a $1 million."
As much as Pete and Abby didn't like Scoopin, I think there's still enough respect there that he could get votes as well.
I suppose.
I don't see him as a great player this season, though.
He hasn't been.
If I'm Pete, or if I'm Penner, who both really respect the game and stuff like that, am I giving it to Scoopin, who has sort of just went with the numbers, or Malcolm, who's taken a leadership position? I vote Malcolm. But I still think if you go down the line, if we're looking at an eight-person jury and we're looking
at a final three,
I think Lisa wins.
Okay, so
let's go down. Scoopin, she gets Scoopin's vote.
Okay, how many you need with an eight-person jury? You still need five to win.
You need five to win.
Well,
weird to happen where you get like four and the other two, you know.
Yeah.
Which is another thing too, because Malcolm and Denise's votes might get split because they're both solid.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're both decent competitors who have pretty much had the same track record.
It's like having Ross Perot in the race if you've got Denise and Malcolm in there.
Yeah,
because they could. You're right. They could split the votes between people who like them both,
yeah,
and give Lisa the majority and the $1 million.
Maybe.
Okay, so let's start with. Let's assume that Malcolm, Denise, and Lisa are final three. Let's start at the top with RC.
RC doesn't really know Malcolm and Denise.
But she did try to play with Lisa, and Lisa would not flip, so...
Neither did Malcolm and Denise at the time.
But Lisa, I felt, had more reason to, as opposed to Malcolm and Denise.
That's just a toss-up.
I think, yeah. Let's go question mark against
her. Question mark. Jeff Kent.
Jeff, yeah.
Who's next? Jeff Kent.
Yes.
I think Malcolm. He'll vote Malcolm.
Yes, he'll vote Malcolm.
I do too. Okay. Then we have Artis.
Lisa.
Really?
Yeah.
I agree. I have to agree. That Artis votes for Lisa, hands down.
Because keep in mind, Lisa didn't vote against Artis when he got voted out.
Yeah, and Artis doesn't hold any grudges as well, so.
So what we got?
So Artis for Lisa. Yeah.
Artis for Lisa.
We got Pete.
Pete probably votes Malcolm.
Yeah.
Probably.
I agree.
He loves Malcolm.
Something. Because you think Malcolm is a very strong player, but you look like in the past, like a South Pacific situation where Sophie ends up winning, no one really saw that coming, but they saw something different than we saw. So any of these votes could be going to Denise, right, in my opinion.
And if you kind of look at their post-survivor life, Malcolm and Pete kind of have a bromance going on.
There you go. Pete votes Malcolm.
Yeah. Then you have Jonathan.
Jonathan can go two ways. He could go Lisa because he was big, you know, really good friends with her. He could go Malcolm.
I think he votes Lisa. I think that Jonathan and Lisa got to form a really strong relationship out there, and I hands down, I think Jonathan votes for Lisa.
Well, there you go. So what, we're 2-2 now?
What do you think there, Taco?
I think that he has his head in the game enough to know that he would put his personal feelings aside, and I think he would say that Malcolm played a better game.
Ooh, that's a good point, too.
You may be onto something. I'm putting it down in the Lisa category, though.
I kind of am, too, just because, damn, they had such a tight bond out there. I mean, I don't know what I would do, and I want to ask both of you guys your opinion on this, too. If I was out there, I would almost want to give the money to somebody I like. And this goes against everything I fucking say on this show. It really does.
Against what you say on this show.
But I would want to give it to a friend than to somebody who stabbed me in the back or played a quote-unquote better game.
No, yes, I would probably want to vote for someone that I like, but I don't think I could vote for someone that's undeserving.
Yeah.
You know, if I wouldn't vote for Philip Shepard if I liked him. You know what I mean?
Well, I wouldn't like Philip Shepard. That, I mean, it comes down to that.
Would you vote for Natalie from Samoa, though?
If I had a chance to be her friend and take part in some of the money.
Vote for Natalie over Russell in Samoa.
No way. Sorry.
If
you would not.
I respect Russell too much to vote for Natalie.
If it scores me points. If you know what I mean.
JPinNJ says, Lisa hasn't stabbed anyone in the back. Lisa has been manipulated by everyone else, but I don't think the ones voted out see that.
They blame the leaders.
The leaders, not her.
That's a great point. JPinNJ.
There you go.
What do you have against pink undies? I have nothing against pink undies as long as they're on a woman.
I'm wearing them right now.
So now I have a problem with you, Nico.
Yeah.
So what are we going to say for Jonathan Penner?
I'm saying Lisa.
I say Lisa, so that means Kevin Eubanks is voted out.
Yes.
The tribe has spoken. Now get off the call.
Up next probably would be Abby.
Abby, oh God, I don't know.
She is not voting for Lisa.
But she's voting for Malcolm?
She's not voting for Denise.
She refuses to vote. She is the first one.
That's exactly. That's why they have the final three. She just refuses to vote.
Okay. What's going to happen at Final Tribal is she's going to ask some question where she can take a dig at each of the people, and they have to answer in a way that satisfies her. So which out of the three will give the best answer that will satisfy her urge for revenge?
Lisa.
I agree.
Yeah, well, there you go.
That is a really excellent point.
What
Taco just made. That.
No, I was reading the chat room. Hold on, what were you saying? Because I was just distracted by the comment, Nico, your voice sounds similar to Ty.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm sorry, it shocked me a little bit. Okay, what were you saying about what?
You sound nothing like Ty, by the way.
Okay.
And are much funnier.
I'll take your word for it.
Anyway, go ahead. Make your point again there, okay. Jamil.
Abby is going to be at Final Tribal, and she's going to go out of her way to ask a question that kind of takes a dig at each of the remaining people. And whoever is able to give the best answer will get her vote. Who out of three do you feel would give the best answer?
Malcolm would give the most logical answer. However, Lisa will give the most dumbed-down answer, if that's a way of putting it. She may stroke Abby's ego better than Malcolm would.
And Denise would just be harsh and say something mean to her.
Yeah. She's not going to get Denise's... I mean... Denise is not going to get Abby's vote.
Yeah.
So we're calling that a draw.
No, I think that's Lisa.
I think that's Lisa too.
Well, then Lisa's up 3-2.
We still have Mike and Carter to vote, and we don't know where to put our C.
Yeah.
So, Mike.
All right, then, just for ha-has, let's put RC's vote as Malcolm.
Okay. Just for ha-has.
Just for ha-has. Just for shiggle.
Mike's going to go Lisa for sure.
Yes. So now Lisa's up 4-3.
Lisa is up 4-3. Where's Carter go?
And then Carter goes Malcolm. So at the very least, it is tied 4-4. At the bare minimum, it is tied 4-4.
Yeah. I don't think Carter votes for Malcolm that easily.
Then fine.
You've made my point.
At least Malcolm, I don't think Malcolm wins. And I think Malcolm deserves it. I'm a big Malcolm fan.
I am too.
Penner fan I am, as much as I am bitter about the fact that Malcolm decided to get rid of Penner, he's a great player.
Yes, I want to get him. I want him to get in the driver's seat, though, pretty soon. Malcolm? Because right now he's been making some plays, and it hasn't been seen by everyone. I really want him to take hold of the game and finish the job.
I think he's been playing a very under-the-radar game as far as control. I think
Then who's been calling the shot? I mean, I don't mean to disagree with you, but if he's playing an under-the-radar game, who's calling the shots and who's getting the blame for...
No, I'm saying he is playing... he is calling the shots. I just think it's not that obvious that he's calling the shots.
Yeah. Because it's like, oh, who do we vote out next? Oh, it's obviously going to be Abby, right?
Right.
And, you know, he doesn't really have to exert any will. And then when Abby gets wins the challenge, of course, it's like, who's going to be? It's going to be either Carter or it's going to be Penner, right? And he will make it a logical sense to get rid of Penner. He will, like, kind of slyly say that.
Penner's
and everyone
gone,
will have to nod and agree.
Penner's gone.
No, he said right after the fact. He's like, yeah.
Oh, I gotcha. I see.
Perfect opportunity to get rid of Penner.
So who does Penner blame, though, for him getting voted off?
Himself.
Malcolm? Probably, yeah, maybe himself. You know? Probably Lisa, then.
I think and he blames either Lisa or Mike for not switching, for not flopping.
Guess.
Like... In one of the online videos, he was describing the conversation he had with Lisa where she spilled the beans, and she just, she's like, I'm sorry, it's so hard. And he's like, he had to like pull it out of her, and she just like ran like a river in terms of what was going on. And he knew he was gone, so he was able to like, when he got to the jury, he could just take his little shots, you know, make people feel guilty, and then he was out of the way. So he already knew, he already had time to come to grips with it.
Sure.
So I don't think he's really, I don't think he sees where he went wrong. That's the main thing. He saw what he did. And when he got to Ponderosa, he was very relaxed. He talked down RC, who was still pissed off at everyone. And I think he's in a good place in terms of when the final tribal comes.
It doesn't hurt that he's played three times.
No. It doesn't.
You know? So he gets it. So, which is why I don't think he'll hold any grudges.
Yeah.
And in that case, it's only a point in Lisa's column. Which is why I'm calling for the win. Blair Warner has won survivability.
Oh my god, really? You think
so? Will the house band play like a variation of the Survivor theme and the Facts of Life theme?
Oh yeah. This,
that would be amazing.
This plays in the background. This, if she wins, the confetti falls. And this is the song that's playing in the background.
That would be the greatest thing.
Oh my god!
Ever happen.
Oh my god!
On television, period. That's amazing. If you do that,
the whole cast of Facts of Life comes out, gives her a hug. You know, although what's her name is dead, probably.
Oh,
the old lady. What's her name? Charlotte Ray. Is she dead? She has to be dead. There's no way. There's no way she's alive. She was like 80 years old in 1970.
Was it JP in New Jersey? Tootie roller skates in to give her the check. It's brilliant, sir. Brilliant.
Charlotte Ray is not dead. She is 86 years old.
Oh, my God. I don't know who that is. I was in the womb.
You were in the womb. She it was born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I see. How pissed are you if you are now Lisa's ex-husband? 8 days before she leaves, you divorce this bitch. just went on to win $1 million. If you would have held out 8 more days, you could have been, you could have got half of that. How pissed are you?
Lawyer.
How pissed are you?
Oh, George Clooney used to be on the Facts of Life. If George Clooney makes an appearance at the Survivor finale, I will stop watching Survivor because it could not get any better. I will stop watching.
George Clooney was on Facts of Life.
Yes, he was. I remember that episode, actually.
Was it just one episode, or was, I thought he had
I
a
think
recurring.
He was there role. For a while.
Yeah, I thought he had a recurring.
It's a recurring.
Kind of like Leonardo DiCaprio was in. Oh my God.
Was it Growing Pains?
Growing Pains, yes.
With Canada's own Alan Thicke.
Alan Thicke, and what's the Bible Thumper's name now?
Kirk Cameron.
Yeah. Yeah. That's weird for Leonardo DiCaprio. Do you even know who Leonardo DiCaprio is there, Nico? Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
It's like Trevor. He's gone. He just tweeted me and said, give me a sec.
Give me a second. Yeah. I know who he is. He was in, what was it, What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Yes, he was in that. Never did.
He was in a small movie called Titanic.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it? Spoilers, the boat sinks.
Spoiler alert, people. Spoiler alert. Here's something that I wrote down we can talk about while Nico's gone. How did Carter get cast on this show?
Maybe he's a friend with someone in casting. He was wearing like a muscle shirt while eating a burrito on the side of this road.
I don't know. It's just weird that he got cast because he's so boring.
Yeah, he is. Oh. The videos online are, that would just kill ratings if they had them there. He is just, he's like any kind of Californian surfer dude, but not even in the way that you would like, oh, that guy's pretty cool. He's just lame, right? And he just sits there with his legs and his arms on top of his legs, and he's just like, wow, it was so great. I saw that potato there and was like, it was going to fill me up. And then, you know, Jeff gave me the chance to feed the tribe. I'm like, I want to be the hero. It's so great. It's like you're on a show, a reality show. You must have seen one before.
Yeah.
Like you just want to shake him and say, like, do something. Do a cartwheel or something.
Yeah. Well, if you
Allison Grunner just walked into the room and
and you fainted.
And she tried to fight me away.
Yes, she did.
And I just killed her.
Good.
So I'm back.
No, but if you follow Carter on Twitter, he's even boring.
Oh, jeez.
Like, I don't even follow him on Twitter. I have him in a list. I've discovered this whole list thing with Twitter. You can put people in these lists and you don't even have to follow them because I don't want that shit on my news feed.
How's his tweets? Is this like, ate a burrito today. Yummy.
Like, terrible pictures. It's mostly pictures. And
how did he, I don't know.
And
how did
that? Go ahead.
No, I'm just reiterating the stupidity of his casting.
Yeah, it is dumb. Although Pete, Malcolm, and Carter are really close post Survivor, they seem.
Yeah. Carter's a designated driver, that's why.
True. Because Malcolm and Pete are drunk all the time. But no, if you want to follow him on Twitter, it's Carter Williams. Cart Williams, sorry.
Jeez. Oh, even the Twitter handle's boring.
Yeah, it is.
It's worse than the Nico 1234.
But yeah, Malcolm and Pete, all they talk about is, you know, like Pete's last tweet, I wish I could, which is kind of funny, but I wish I could blow off work and get high with my teddy bear.
Why could they not have sound bites like that on the show?
Yeah.
That is amazing. That is phenomenal.
Pete's actually, I think Pete would be a cool guy to hang out with. He just got hung up with Abby in this fucking show, and it's terrible.
And he knew he did, too, which was painful. Because he could have been really good.
Yeah.
But, he's like, he had no other choice.
Can I indulge you all with his latest tweet?
Please do.
Okay. I'm so pissed. They didn't show me eating the chicken heads, feet, and liver. What the fuck?
Who posted that?
He did.
Pete did?
No, sorry, Carter.
Oh, Carter. Ow.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, terrible. He at replies a lot of people. Holy shit.
Yeah. Carter.
Yeah, his
Can we talk about how devastated I am that Penner's no longer on the show, by the way?
Yes, yeah, because I knew you were probably...
I am devastated.
Everybody go check out Cart Williams on Twitter. Just go look at these pictures, please.
I'm going to follow him right now.
So what were you thinking the night that Jonathan got eliminated?
Well, because I knew he was going once Abby won immunity. I'm like, okay, there's no chance that he stays. But after such a great season for Penner, after all the great moves that he's pulled, it was just like sort of a underwhelming, sort of desperate end to the season for him. And I don't know, it felt wrong to me. Because he had three great weeks, like after the merge, just barely getting by for 3 weeks. And then now just to have him, you know, at Tribal sort of begging for votes and sort of anticlimactic. It was very sad.
Unfortunately, that's how people like him always go, though. Like, scrimping all the way up to an anticlimactic end. You know, it just seems like that is what happens to people who scrimp along the whole time.
And it goes all the way back to that poor decision of not locking up Final Three.
It does. What, again, Nico, what are your thoughts on that?
Okay. Not to sound bitter, because I think Malcolm made a great move. As like Trevor mentioned last week, it's like it was brilliant to just say, all right, today I'm locking down a Final Four. That's my job for the day.
Yeah.
Like he's punching into work, and that's what he's going to do. But I'm Lisa, and I'm thinking, all right, I'm going to the end with Malcolm and Denise. Well, again, now we're going back to what I said before. it's more of, I don't know, Lisa's word means too much to her, to the point where it doesn't matter who she likes or who she's close with. It just comes down to, okay, I signed a contract or something, and they're going to come to my door and fine me millions of dollars for not sticking to my alliance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She did with Abby and Pete. I mean, it took that long to abandon Abby and Pete.
And she still had to, like, try to find a way to justify that action when she was leaving them.
Davey reminded me in the chat room that when Jonathan Penner yelled, Denise, that he was voting for her. That was hilarious.
Yeah, it was great, but then I'm like, oh, yeah, he wouldn't be doing that if he wasn't going.
Yeah.
And that whistling was phenomenal. Going back, that was a great exit for him.
Yeah, it was.
It was legendary.
I'm distracted by the chat room, too.
I am as well. I've been distracted all night. I'm looking
at the recent picture of Jervis. Uh-oh. He looks about the same.
Hold on.
Probably still can't swim.
Now, who's a better player, Russell or Jervis?
I think Jervis might be. Jervis was a better survivor, too.
I agree.
They both suck.
Could Russell swim, though?
Russell couldn't do anything. Russell could pass out. That was his.
I think the swimming is a big deal. Because Jervis really screwed his tribe when he couldn't swim. Nico, you're still in the womb, so don't even worry about that one.
I know, fine.
You're like 4 years old when that fucking show aired.
Yeah. I wish it was a joke.
Penner leaving was almost as uncomfortable as someone trying to kiss Jeff when she leaves. JP in New Jersey.
It was great when she came on this show, by the way.
Oh my god, was that not crazy?
Dawson could have been really awesome.
Oh my god,
just,
yes.
Just imagine Dawson being there instead of Carter. How great would it have been?
Dawson could be one of like the most underused.
Mm-hmm. She is definitely, and I said this when she was on the show, she is definitely the most popular early vote off I've ever seen.
As far as Survivor fans, yeah.
As far as Survivor, just as far as Survivor goes, no one that's gotten voted off that early has as much backing as she does.
Yeah.
She went in episode 5. Tell me the first 5 people voted off in Survivor Pearl Island. You couldn't tell me.
Nope.
You couldn't tell me. So, the fact that she has such a following is amazing to me. It just is amazing to me.
Zane.
Zane. Chicken.
That is true, chicken.
Chicken.
Nico wasn't born.
We're just randomly reading the chat room now.
I need to close this chat room because I've been really quiet this episode. That's not good. I've not been bringing the funny, and I feel like I'm letting you all down.
Oh, that's all right.
We fire Trevor, and we bring Nico and Taco up. And we are giving you just an episode of us reading. Or Trevor.
Yeah. I mean, he's easily distracted, too. But oh, poor Trevor.
I do plan on making a Dawson t-shirt eventually of just the words, the Dawson, and maybe a likeness of her. I'll have to draw it or something.
Oh, just
Nico is like Ron Burgundy reading whatever the chat says.
Brilliant.
Oh, Davey.
That is amazing.
Davey's great.
Davey, send me your address so I can mail you a mic.
Yes, I know. I want Davey on this show so bad, but he will
funnier
not
than us three combined.
Exactly.
That is a better joke than we have been able to come up with. We've been talking for a half hour.
Half hour, my ass. We're at 42 minutes. Okay.
I feel like when we talk Amazing Race, we'll be funnier because yes. It's just bashing things.
Yeah, we can bash the Amazing Race.
And I have a really inappropriate joke that I've been
doing. I can't wait to hear about this joke.
Yes, okay.
But before we move on from Survivor and the awesomeness, I am sad, and I think I texted you this earlier this week, Nico. I can't wait to see who wins, but then that means the season is over, and that will make me sad.
And it's been a great season. It's been a great season.
Yeah.
It has been a great season. And my favorite challenge happened, the Survivor auction. I don't know why I love that so much.
I normally do, but I thought it was a little less epic this time.
Really?
Less epic. Yes.
I see your point, but I still really, I don't know what it is. It's such a boring, simple challenge, but I love it.
I normally love it, but I don't know, because this time everybody was bidding 500 every time, so it wasn't much of a challenge per se.
No, it wasn't, but
the only interesting part was Abby getting the advantage.
Right, right.
And no one else saw that coming? Like, no one on the tribe saw that
coming.
Can we
talk about how people are saying that it was rigged, by the way, that she stayed?
Well, yeah, let's talk about that. I want to hear the conspiracy theories that you've
people,
heard.
People think it's rigged. That they, like, loosen the knots and...
But and the thing is, the other two guys, what was it, Carter and Penner?
Carter and Penner.
Were against her. They had run 2 previous races before that.
Very true. Very true.
That was her first fresh race. Those other two guys, Carter was carrying, what, 10% or just 5% of his body weight on him?
Something like that, yeah.
Yes, that challenge would be easy to rig. I don't disagree there. But the fact is she was fresh and did not have to run 2 races before that.
And really, she hasn't been doing much of anything anyways. So it's not like she has any, like, nicks or bruises or scrapes on her body.
She's not working that hard around camp to be tired.
Not at all.
She sunbathes and eats their food without cooking and drinks their water without making water runs, probably.
Yeah. But, I mean, I love Penner as much as the next guy, but
yeah.
I wouldn't call the challenge rigged, necessarily.
No. Yeah. No. But back to the auction. If there was something that I saw that I wanted, I would definitely give up the $500. Like Denise.
I would only give up the $500 if it were an advantage or a clue or something that had to do with the game. I would never bid $500 on food. Never.
Really?
No.
See, okay. I love food, so that's why I'm also 968 pounds.
See, the only person I can understand, like, really wanting food or really needing food is Scoopin, who hasn't eaten, like, a really good meal in a long time. Right? True. Just recently, just had, was it when Carter got voted out, they had a reward where they went to eat and they had a great meal. So what, it was Abby, Malcolm, and Pete that went.
Right.
So, just bite the bullet and save your money just in case an advantage comes up. You want to take control of the game. Why would you just, everyone on their side, just let Abby get away with it? It's insane.
Yep. No, I wait for that advantage. I bid 500. And yes, I saw the I like to do the cha-cha like a sissy girl line in the chat room, by the way.
What? Wow.
Oh, God. They're being funnier than us tonight.
Yeah, they are.
Chat room is funnier than us.
But we did have a spammer or somebody. Playboys that I had to kick.
Hello.
Hello. A, are you girl? No? No? B2?
This is terrible.
Hey, you know what? Here's the thing that I've learned this in the world of podcasting.
Have you?
Yes. Your
Please
first,
tell me.
No. Your first show is always great, and the second one is always shit.
That is very true.
It is always that way. You have a stellar first show and a shit second show. But then after that, it's smooth sailing. You just have to get past that second show.
Good thing I replaced Trevor.
It is a good thing. So, what are your predictions for the upcoming... We've gone over the predictions for the jury, but who do you think goes home this week?
Abby. Why not? Abby or Carter.
I'm going to say that Carter wins immunity, and it's Abby.
I think I agree.
Yeah. Nico, do you at least know where Clay is? What? Oh, my God. Play the clip now.
Oh, boy, I've got to find... That is an old clip. Where is...
That Nico's going to say Lisa goes home.
Trevor fisting.
Oh, Davey, get on the show.
Where is my Trevor fisting? Oh, here it is. Right, and a lot of them do, and I'm going to get to the claymates or whatever they call them. How has my voice changed over the years? I mean, listen to this. Listen to my voice. I sound like an 8-year-old.
You sound right, like I do now.
Yeah. And a lot of them do, and I'm going to get to the claymates or whatever they call themselves. John Paulus has said that Clay Aiken has a fetish for fisting.
Where does he put his fist? There's no way he does what I think he does.
So great.
The underrated part of that line is the emphasis that you put on the F sounds of everything. A fetish for
fisting. I think that was my microphone really picking up. Because
no,
it definitely was. I got to hear that again.
Yeah.
Right, and a lot of them do, and I'm going to get to the claymates or whatever they call themselves. John Paulus has said that Clay Aiken has a fetish for fisting.
Where does he put his fist? There's no way he does what I think he does.
Never. He has a fetish for fisting.
The underrated part of the line.
He can have a fetish for fisting.
Wow.
Oh.
And also, the follow-up question, it does not get enough credit. Because there's a million questions you can ask after that. For example, what is fisting? Is an example of a question. No, he does not say it that way. The phrasing of that question is unbelievable.
Where does he put his fist?
Exactly. I don't know.
Oh my god.
There's no way he does what I think he does.
Oh my gosh.
This is, and we're going to get on to The Amazing Race. This is my favorite Trevor moment ever.
They can catch me at 7-1. They can catch me at.
The fact that I ask him, where can they catch you at? And he almost gives his phone number out. He almost gives out his phone number.
Now that Trevor is fired, can we have like a Trevor Hall of Fame of all his of all his best moments?
Oh, I think those
we need to put it to a vote because there's a lot of great Trevor moments.
Oh, there are.
Wasn't he drunk on one of the episodes too?
Oh God! In the early days, he was drunk all the time. Like he was drinking constantly. Like I won't forget, and I don't have this on tape. And I wish I did. The Kazer, when Kazer got voted out and there was a chance to bring him back into the Big Brother house, we did a special show. Yeah. Oh, just a second. My phone's ringing. Hold on. Hello?
Now they take over. Just finally. My,
Trevor's listening in and he's calling him.
Oh. We have lost Rob, everybody. I've taken over the show.
So how you been doing?
I'm doing good. You?
Yeah, I'm all right. Did some karaoke over the weekend.
Ooh. Yeah. What'd you sing?
My favorite, Half Breed by Cher.
Wow. Okay.
And I sang, because it was my friend's birthday, he picked a song for us to sing for him. So my job was to do All for One, I Swear.
It's not bad.
Yeah. I like funny songs.
Who doesn't? Yeah. And I've been hosting podcasts lately too.
Oh,
hosting podcasts and taking over there. Nico, follow me on Twitter. What's your Twitter name?
My Twitter name is at the Puffy Taco.
I'm asking the guy in the chat room here.
Oh, gosh.
Follow me, and I'm taking requests.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, it's okay. No, we've taken over the show. It's okay.
That's fine. Might just let you take over the show, and I have to go here in a little bit. So.
Oh.
No.
Do a three-hour show?
Yeah, the three-hour show is probably canceled.
Darn.
But no, what were you guys talking about? Because I want to finish my story.
No, nothing. Keep going.
Okay.
Yeah.
My favorite moment, and I don't have it on tape, is the fact that we were doing the show, and before, or it was after we were done recording, and I was saving the show, Trevor leans back in his recliner that he was doing and puts his fist through a lamp that he had sitting right next to his chair, and it just shattered. And he's like, oh, shit, I just broke a lamp. Oh, it was hilarious.
Awesome.
Favorite moment. Anyway, we need to get on to The Amazing Race and then...
No, we don't.
And then finish up the show because I got to go.
Okay. Dirty joke. Ready?
Okay. Is it a joke that we need to ease into or is it just like a... Three people walk into a bar.
No, get the bell out.
Okay.
I wrote this joke down. During the show, I was so proud of it, and it's very offensive.
Okay.
So get ready.
Is it on a cue card?
It is actually on a card. So for the roadblock,
yes.
was the tennis challenge.
Yes.
Now, the clue to the challenge was, if you remember, who wants to get smashed? Okay. Now, there's a moment in time. This is my favorite part of the episode last night. where the Beatman boys go, and they say, "Who wants to get smashed?" And they both look at each other with this very awkward look on their face. However, you can tell they sort of went through this before, and I just thought that it was a very fitting clue. And now you can fire me for making such an offensive joke.
Yes. Well, what did the tweenies say last night about them? They were like, "Oh, they're so prepared. Oh, yeah, that's gay."
No, they said they're so organized and ready. They're of course stupid. They're gay or something like that.
Really? I missed this.
Yeah, you're gonna have to watch the show again.
They were leaving the tennis challenge, yeah. And they asked if. The Beekmans knew where the next place was, and they're like, "We don't know. We have to ask for directions." And then I believe Nadia went, What do they mean they need directions? They have a map." And it's like, "They're so well prepared. Where'd they get that map?" "Oh, it's because they're gay stupid."
So you guys realize that the tweenies win this game, right?
Yeah.
I'm openly rooting for the Twinnies.
I am too now.
I'll tell you why. Last week's move of the double U-turn loophole was genius.
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm. It was genius. Yes. And they are puppet masters.
They are.
To the rest of these teams.
Yep, I agree.
They're playing them like fiddles.
I haven't been a fan of them up until this week. And then I realized, holy shit, they're going to win this game.
Oh, yeah.
And then I saw how they reacted to being under pressure when they weren't able to drive the stick shift.
Oh, stupidest thing ever.
That says a lot about them. If you're able to work that well under that pressure. And it impresses me. And now I have to say, not only have I come to the conclusion that they win this and are getting a winner's edit, that I'm happy. I'm rooting for them.
I am too.
Hook, what happened? I was supposed to be the only one on their side, and I was totally pissed off with them last episode.
What? Why were you pissed off at them?
You're telling me that you only choose one out of the two to take driving lessons, and then you only take one and think you got it? It's stick shift?
It is dumb. That is dumb. I don't disagree, but...
Most idiotic thing ever.
They were prepared.
That move was genius, though. I'm telling you.
Was.
Last week, finding a loophole like that and getting the Chippendales to do it was amazing.
Yeah.
I'm officially tired of people teaming up. Officially.
Oh, God.
What was up with the beach day, by the way?
Yes. Thank you. This goes right into one of my two notes that I have.
Oh, my God.
In amazing race history, have teams had a chance to go to the beach?
Oh, we're going to go hang out.
For 12 hours.
Yeah. Keep in mind, they got there. The ticket booth didn't open till 10, and the first boat wasn't until 11 p.m.
Right.
That's insane.
Right. This is that's where I call shenanigans on this leg. Mm. It was simply to get everybody grouped up again.
Yep. What they need this season, or like in the next final episode, is an intersection.
Yes.
Just so that someone has to team up with the Beekmans, and there's like a little bit of bad blood right. among the three teams.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Auburn wins on Twitter said, "Be sure to discuss how Trey and Lexi can't do shit by themselves." Yes. Hashtag worthless.
Okay.
I did like them at one point, but I...
Trey and Lexi, yeah, I did... To except I always thought he was a douche.
Okay. Did you not laugh during the bull riding the bull challenge where Trey told Lexi run into the guy repeatedly and then, after she ran into him and cut her finger, he was like, "You ran right into the guy."
What are you doing?
No, also, but he gave her a hug and then started laughing.
Yes.
He did start laughing.
Oh, he's the worst boyfriend ever.
Oh, yes. My finger.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. Next week's 2-hour finale. Yay.
Thank God it's over.
But God. There's another farming challenge. Like, do they just want to keep the Beekmans in it? Because
why?
That's the only reason I can see that they have that.
But why do they want to keep him in it, though?
You know, the other thing that I wrote down here is they need to have more legs where you're self-driving.
Yes.
I totally agree with that.
God, I wish they would have, like, half of this race should be self-driving.
Yep.
I'm just, this is why I was so angry about the whole stick shift thing, because driving is one of the few opportunities in the race where you are in control of your transportation.
Right.
And mm-hmm. the fact that they just drop the ball on the lessons concerning that is idiotic. You have to win the game by driving yourself to the finish line.
Yep. I agree.
That's a very good point. That is the only time where you're really in control
yep.
of what's going on.
Yep.
And, you know, Natalie and Nadia, since they've been very smart about the decisions strategically that they made, yeah, they did drop the ball quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yep.
No.
So.
Okay, Nico, do you remember Andre Agassi having a headband? Do you know who Andre Agassi is?
I do. You want a fun fact for you? My brother is actually named Andre because of Andre Agassi.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
So, yeah, I do know who that is. Okay. Still in the womb.
Did your brother at any time have a mullet?
I wish.
I hate Trey. I just don't like him. He's such a douche. And the fact that he went right through that fucking tennis challenge just yeah. proves to me what kind of a douche he is.
You ran right into the guy. It is a wooden board.
Oh, yes. God.
He starts spitting the tennis racket like he's an actual tennis player. I'm like, oh, can a ball just hit him in the nads? Come on.
My brother is named Andre after the Giants. JP, you officially have my place on the show.
You could join me with the band.
Batshit Crazy makes a great point, too. Why would you send the guy with a busted ankle out to do the tennis?
Yes, on a clay court.
On a clay court.
They probably don't have enough saved up, right?
Right, that's a good question.
Actually, they're pretty close. I made sure I checked this.
Yeah.
Josh has done 6, and Brent has done 5.
This is where Trey and Lexi are in trouble.
Yeah.
How many has Trey done?
6. Lexi's done 5.
Oh.
And Natalie and Nadia are both tied at 5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Trey and Lexi, 2nd place. Natalie and Nadia win this game. James and James, 3rd. Josh and Brent, 4th.
It doesn't matter, 3rd and 4th.
I think that Josh and Brent actually finish either 3rd or 2nd.
Wow.
Yeah, but they haven't gotten a winner's edit. It doesn't really matter. No. And we have been seeing a lot of them.
We have
for some
been.
Strange reason.
I think Trey and Lexi are getting the happy couple 2nd place edit,
yes.
though.
Yes.
I mean, we've said that over and over, but...
It's true.
It is true.
It's true. Happens every year.
Yep. Well, hey, good news. My backup recording just crashed.
Sweet.
Wow. Yeah.
So you're telling me that this may never go out into the public.
It might not. You might get that 2nd show.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Also, reading up, Josh's alter drag ego, Aquadaziac. Right? Yeah. She was known for having live goldfish in her breast of her costumes.
What?
So, in her drag outfit, right?
Yeah.
She's drag outfit. He would have, like, I don't know if it was, like, a clear bubble or something. This is how it was described. That you would be able to see live goldfish in the breasts of her costume.
It's fascinating. Sorry, Taco.
That's okay.
It is one of the most interesting things I've heard, but I'm not sure how it relates to Do you think that they have that extra push then to second place? Or...
See, the only reason why I would want them to win is if you wore that costume.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. I see where you're going with this. Okay.
Okay. Not to ask, you know, a too obvious question here, but we're all thinking it. Where the hell did you find it?
Actually, it was Wikipedia, because yeah, okay. I was like, why is everyone calling them the Beekman Boys? And realized they were on a reality show that I would never watch.
Yeah.
Yes. Which is getting a third season that's starting up, I believe, next year.
Are they starring in it?
Yes, they're the Beekmans. Oh, that's why everyone calls them the Beekman Boys.
So, The Amazing Race got them their show back.
Yeah. Basically. It's on the Cooking Network, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are your predictions, you guys? Because I got to wrap this up.
Who cares?
What about you, Tago?
Tweenies.
Yeah.
Tweenies.
I agree.
So do I.
I agree.
We got to do this more often, you two.
I hope the next time is a little bit better.
It will be. It
I
will
hope.
Be.
I was off my game. I apologize.
You got to get past the second episode shit.
Yeah.
You really do.
We gotta do it 2 cents, too.
Yeah, we do. We are gonna do this.
This week, I sound like Ty.
Well, there you go. So what do you guys want to promote? How do they get you on Twitter?
You can get me at TheNico1234. The worst Twitter handle. On the face of the planet. And again, I only really respond to people, so.
Yeah.
Coming in second place is the worst Twitter handle is at the Puffy Taco.
Is it just at the Puffy Taco? I thought there was numbers behind it.
Nope, no numbers.
Oh, shit. Maybe I've been tweeting the wrong person.
There's someone with numbers with my name? Wow, how lame.
You can catch me, Rob, at rffradio.com, twitter.com/robrff, and facebook.com/robrff. You guys know that shit already. Seriously, do I have to say it every week?
Sorry, Trevor.
Someone says in the chat room, someone is their name. My prediction is James and James. They've been talking about winning the money for their relatives with cancer a lot. That is true. I mean,
they are not winning.
Yeah.
You throw the big C in there.
No, they are not winning.
Look what happened to ABBA and... James. And the other guy.
James.
Very
Abba.
True.
Yeah.
Yes. There you go. Very true.
Davey says, what's the MySpace? Yeah. No. All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Have a good week, everybody.